Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Well, I'm Lynn Ferris. Great to have you with us for today. Here on a Wednesday, and a day when we have as our guest the Honorable Mayor of the City of Brady, Tony Groves. Good morning, Mayor.
Howdy. How are you today?
I am good. I am good. The Brady City Council met last night. You had a short but,
Short agenda, long meeting.
Short agenda, long meeting. A lot of, substantive issues to discuss. I guess that's what I was looking to say.
True statement.
Okay, so the city council met last night.
So
what'd you do?
Go ahead, sir.
So I was going to ask, what'd you do?
Okay, we started on time at 6 o'clock, and because we had a guest speaker from Lower Colorado River Association (LCRA), one of our power suppliers, to give us some insight into the costs associated with the shortage of electricity and the price established by ERCOT during that week-long cold spell that we had back in February. The numbers are a little bit sensitive, so I won't get into specific numbers that were there, but the explanations were long, complicated, and a lot of different aspects of them, and small on the slide. So
hard to read. Then
we'll keep track of all that, and at the appropriate time, be more specific about what the cost was to the city at the electric department, and what we are going to do about that. So we recessed the meeting. That started with an invocation and a pledge of allegiance, just like it always does. We recessed and went to the executive session for the LCRA presentation. The discussion that lasted till 7 o'clock when we took a short recess, 15-minute recess at 7:10 to give everybody a short break there. And then we opened the open meeting at 7:25. No public comments. Consent agenda that had three items: the minutes from the regular meeting and work session back on the 16th of March, and then discussion, consideration, and possible action that dealt with a noise variance in Willie Washington Park from 9 p.m. Saturday the 17th of April until 1 a.m. Sunday the 18th of April for a fundraiser in the Willie Washington Park, and the same aspects there of a noise variance in Richards Park, same night, same times, for a wedding that will take place in Richards Park. Both the consent agenda was all one motion, approved all of those 4-0, since we were short one council member. Larry Land was not available for the council meeting last night. Then we did the second presentation. Stephen Miller talked to us about the wastewater treatment plant replacement projects, got into the specifics about the three parts that are dealt with there, the replacement or the pipe that exists to the current wastewater treatment plant, and the fill dirt that will build up the new plant to above the floodplain. That would, because of the specific nature of that work, it's a separate contract to be bidded. We have half a dozen or so bidding for that phase of the wastewater treatment plant. Second phase is the office and lab complex down as part of that. And the third is the actual building of the wastewater treatment plant itself. Descriptions of how that process goes, the dates set up, information is out there right now, and the bids will come in at the end of this month, a few days to assess those and select based on the best choice approach to each one of those, with the largest number, just about a dozen construction companies are looking at the potential for making a bid. We don't know how many are going to make a bid, but they are looking at the packages that are online for the folks to look at. So we'll keep everybody up to speed if things go on time. And any delays will probably be generated by the Water Development Board doing their paperwork portion of that to make sure that we have the money set up to bid that out. We've made several attempts to have that bidding process take place. The first time we only had one bidder, so we opted not to open to delay the time for a little bit to give other contractors a chance to get into it. Second time was two bidders, and the bid price with the construction situation like it was during that time that was far more expensive than we had projected, our engineering firm that did the design had projected. So we'll talk about part of that in the individual concerns part of it, but we went back for another $4,130,000 in loan from the Water Development Board to make sure that we had enough money to do all three phases of the wastewater treatment plant. So that presentation was made, as I said, by Stephen Miller. No public hearings, and we had five individual concern items that we looked at. First one, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding approving resolution 2021-12, authorizing the submission of the Texas Community Development Block Grant Funding application to the Texas Water, Texas Department of Agriculture for the 2021-22 Community Development Block Grant Fund. So we went through that and authorized that with a vote of 4-0 on the approval of that resolution.
If you get the money, what would it be used for?
It will be used for the being able to pay for the construction phase of the actual plant.
Oh, that was sewage treatment plant.
We fell short with the estimates before, and so we went back for an additional loan for that other $4 million and $4,130,000 to pay for that bid price that we're anticipating for the construction of the plant itself.
Okay.
Next item was discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the second and final reading of Ordinance 1317 of the City of Brady to amend the fiscal year 2021 budget for municipal purposes to provide funds for actually building and to start operating our own facility for the animal control facility. We have been renting the Old Mays vet operation there on Highway 87, and that's no longer going to be available to us for lease in June. And so we amended the budget to set aside $45,000 to build the office complex, the indoor part, and the 12 stalls, if you will, for the animal control that's there. And we will wind up doing that ourselves with local support for the different phases of that. Again, approved 4-0. The next was the postponement of consideration and action for the city's previously published notice of intent to issue City of Brady, Texas combination tax and surplus waterworks and sewer system revenue certificates of obligation series 2021. Not to exceed that $4,130,000 that I've mentioned a couple of times early. So what happened was, again, the timing. The Water Development Board didn't approve some of the paperwork, didn't complete their task. And so in order to get the public hearings and the meetings that have to fall in sequence after we know we have the money in hand, we delayed the issuance of the certificates of obligation to cover that $4+ million for the wastewater treatment plant. That again was approved 4-0. The fourth item, discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the first reading of Ordinance 1318 of the City of Brady to amend the fiscal year 2021 budget for municipal purposes to provide funds to modify the a portion of the Civic Center and the kitchen area there to move the Senior Center from its current location in the building that needs to be replaced. We had the council had finally made the decision that they wanted to do the modification on the end of the existing building for the Civic Center that would still leave us the option to use the whole area if we wanted to, but in normal daily operation, the last section of that would be for the senior center and the kitchen, full kitchen that's necessary to do that. Again, approved. Oh, and the amount that will be amended in the budget and taken from the reserves that we have is $102,500. Approved 4-0. The last item was the discussion, consideration, and possible action regarding the council response to the Friends of G. Raleigh White organization, 501c3, for their input on the desired items that would go in the long-term lease provisions for the G. Raleigh White complex. They had submitted about a page length list of items that they wanted to do. We had looked at it as the council, but had never really sat down and modified or commented on those things. So we did that last night. That took a little bit of time to go through those discussions. And so that's in the works to be finalized from the draft inputs that we had there. And we'll return that to the Friends of G. Raleigh White so that they can then do their cut on it. And we can make the final draft of the lease, long-term lease agreement that we plan to go through. So time-wise, opened the meeting, went into executive session, so we cleared the municipal courtroom, except for the people that needed to participate in that executive session, which included the council, as well as finance officer, Stephen Miller, as the person involved with the electric system, and the presentation from LCRA. That lasted till 7:10, short break, 7:25. We came back and opened the meeting. As I said, that open portion of the meeting continued to 8:55, when we took a little over 5-minute recess again for a break for everybody, went back into executive session to look at and finish up the items that were presented to us and potential action. There's nothing to report. It was all in the executive action side of the thing, and the figures, as I mentioned, as part of that, are sensitive and in discussion. So those won't be reported until we get them finalized. It's competitive bid, or not bid, but competitive financial arrangement there as part of that. We finished that at 9:26, went back into the open meeting, announced that we did not have any action to take in the open meeting, and then closed at 9:27 for the end of that. The other presentation that we did in the open portion of the meeting was the fiscal year 2020 audit report from Haney and Company, the folks that do our audit for us each time. They went through that and presented the actual audit documents, which are available online, as well as a paper copy for those that would like to look at that. Those are available down at City Hall. Announcement-wise,
did they have the typical comment of a good clean audit, which always leaves you to what, you know, wonder exactly what we're talking about, but
yes, that was the comment. They were very complimentary of the folks that they worked with all the procedures, as well as the city had done its financial responsibilities very well.
Okay, good.
It's always what's the phrase they use, but like you said, they use the thing. It's a clean audit with there's a statement like with no exceptions to report.
That's typically they don't have any.
Sounds almost negative, but in fact, it's.
Yeah, that's true. It almost sounds negative, but it's a good thing when they say a good clean audit. It means the audit was fine, and they're doing okay. And there may be some nickel dime kind of comments about how you do it, but overall, it was good.
Staff reports were on the agenda, but we did not include them in the package. As we got closer to the meeting, we'll do that at the next council meeting, 10th of April. You mentioned in the announcements earlier the Keep Brady Beautiful cleanup in Richards Park and on the walking trail area that we'll do at 9 o'clock on Saturday the 10th. The 17th, the Heart of Texas Car Show benefit and swap meet at Richards Park. And then on the 20th is our next regular council meeting at 6 o'clock. Then we have the chamber banquet that's being announced on the 29th of April, and the Hope from the Heart event on the 8th of May that was included in our announcements. In addition to that, food distribution at First Baptist Church is this Friday from 9 to 11 there at the Family Life Center. And the movie this weekend at the Palace Theater is Raya, R-A-Y-A, animated superhero female that is a Disney movie and is doing very well. So we're looking for a bit of a larger crowd than we've gotten lately as the activities at the Palace Theater. No other announcements, no changes in the trash pickup schedules that are there without holidays to go through that. And like I said, no public notice action from the executive session that was lengthy as part of all that.
Well, there's a lot of things that were there, but all of them were substantive and just kind of guys earning your money there, right?
Yeah. Good participation by everybody that was there. No fist fights or big arguments or small arguments even. A lot of good cooperation and positive things, good work being done by the city. And most significantly, the actual action to have dollars set aside for two of the major projects that continue to linger, the wastewater treatment plant and the drinking water process, but to finally get off the dime and put money in and have a plan for the fixing the senior center and for the animal control facility. We're finally getting to do that, and then our next step is that we need to do something about the building that the fire department is in to give them a better facility to operate in, and potentially the police also. We've had a number of different looks at that over the last 7-8 years, and we'll get to that soon, we all hope, but right now the focus is finally getting to animal control and the senior center with a much nicer facility and a much better building that's out there.
Okay, very good. We appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for being here.
My pleasure.
Some time and effort.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.